After 24 years, Franklin County will have a new prosecutor. He's Gary Tyak. Gary served as a judge on the 10th District Court of Appeals. He joins me now, and thanks for taking the time.
You're more than welcome. You work for a great institution.
What's your first order of business?
Well, the first thing that has to happen is I have to meet with knowledgeable folks and decide who is going to be on staff at the prosecutor's office after the first of the year. 90% or more of the folks who are there will be retained, but there's a couple who I would like to think we can improve the office if they move on.
What's number one on your agenda?
Well, I want to have an ongoing process of hiring more people of color, more women, other folks who can make the office more balanced so that when someone deals with the office, they see somebody that looks like them and not just another white male.
You criticized Ron O'Brien for zero indictments against white police officers who were involved in shootings. Can we expect more police-related indictments under your watch?
Well, the first thing that has to happen is I think that the facts underlying them have to be fully developed. I'm not going to cover a police officer just because they're a police officer. I had a 14-year-old boy who was shot in the back by the police officer driving away from that, so there was no self-defense issue, but nothing ever happened to the officer. So I think that we will have to have situations where the officers themselves, and frankly, the average officer wants that. They want more in balance. So I think it's not impossible, but at least there won't be a situation where an officer is automatically immune just because he's an officer.
You recently suffered what you called a minor stroke. How is your health?
It's excellent. It slows me down a little bit with my right leg and slows me down a little more with my right arm, but it has no effect on my brain or the left side of my body. So I'll by January 1st, I plan on being in full health and able to do everything I want to do.
Ron O'Brien has said that you never tried a case in court. Why shouldn't Franklin County residents be concerned about that?
That's absolutely an inaccurate interpretation of what the lies Ron was telling in his ads. I have tried death penalty cases. I've tried murders, rapes, robberies, divorce cases, all of that. And the only thing that he wants to talk about is he thinks I've never prosecuted a case. Well, actually, I served as a prosecutor in Hilliard Mayor's Court one day, so it isn't true to say I never did, but it has not been the center. However, I have tried every kind of case imaginable as a defense counsel, and so I have no doubt about my ability to handle such cases.
You list corruption in the State House as a major concern. Now that you have some power to fight it, what do you plan to do?
I am seriously considering having a corruption unit in the officers. In the office. There used to be such an office, but it's just been thrown out or hasn't been pursued. So if somebody needs to keep an eye on the legislature, or they're going to have to change the law so that the prosecutor's office of Franklin County can't investigate legislators. So I will have some people to look over that. People have done nothing wrong. They have nothing to worry about. If they've done the kinds of things that are alleged as to Larry Householder and some of his assistants, then they will have a lot to worry about.
Well, thanks so much. I've been talking with Gary Tyak, the newly elected Franklin County prosecutor. Thanks again.
You're very welcome, and I hope everything goes well for the rest of your day.